So the Gemara writes that b'chol ma'isa, any ma'isa that you do, any mitzvah that you do, tzarech gimel dvar, you have to do three things. Keep going, but you do likaka, just like you find when you plant something, you need three things. The same thing is true when you do a mitzvah. So what are the three things? That tzarech, when you plant something, you need zriya, filo lamata, vila nakish, asav imara. First of all, you have to plant the seed, or else nothing's going to grow. Then you have to daven, the rain should come. It's like Rashi says in Bereishis, then until you daven, unless you daven for rain, no rain will come and it won't grow. And number three, lenakish asav imaran, you have to take out the weeds, you have to weed it, you have to remove the asavim that don't belong there, so they don't stop the growth of whatever you're trying to plant. And he says in a maisa mitzvah, you need the same thing. First you need the maisa and the zrizus. You have to actually do it and do it with zrizus. That's the zriya. Akiras and machshavas apsilos imani, you have to remove the machshavas that are not proper from the maisa mitzvah, but tefillah l'makom, and you have to daven dagad shvaku that your mitzvah should be niskabel and should be done paroi. And so apparently he's viewing mitzvah as a zriya, even though we think the mitzvah is already the tachlis, because when you do a mitzvah, it's really, you're planting a seed and it's going to grow into a fruit. That will be the schar and adam haba eventually. And also it's mekadosh l'adam, it brings a kedusha to the adam when you do a mitzvah. So it's really the beginning of a planting process that eventually you'll reap the peris. And just this ending of akiris machshavas apsulis, in order to remove the improper machshavas, what he means is that when a person does a mitzvah, most mitzvahs that we do, especially if you do it in a public way, so that there's always ulterior motives. You do it because you get covered, people respect you, and you get something out of it. And when you do a mitzvah with Nagias, there's something lacking in the mitzvah. So, you know, you buy your lulav and esrog, and people see your beautiful esrog or your lulav, or they see, you know, what you put into buying it. There's a little bit of covet involved. You have in a long shenesa, people are mechabed you for it. The limud haTorah, there could be Nagias of covet. There's always some type of Nagias, and the way to do a mitzvah karai, like the Rambam says, the only way you get olam haba is if you do a mitzvah without any ulterior motive whatsoever, which is something very difficult to do. And you have to find a mitzvah where you do it totally lishma, nobody knows about it, nobody watches it, and nobody sees, and that's the mitzvah that brings the olam haba. And I was just thinking that the mitzvah of cleaning for Pesach is not one of the more glamorous and glorious mitzvahs. You know, you don't get covered from it like you get for your lulav. It's an opportunity to do a mitzvah in Mesiras Nefesh without any covet, just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you're cleaning out your car, your drawer, whatever it is. That can be a mitzvah l'shma. We sometimes view it as a chiyuv, not as a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. And said over the Maisa with Reb Shimshon Pinkas, when he says when he was in there to sell as a bacher, and everyone left for Pesach, he was the only one left in his dira, and they forgot to clean for Pesach, and he worked for hours and hours cleaning up his dira, and it was very difficult. And it was all alone, nobody knew about it, it was a lot of work, and he wasn't very happy about the whole thing, but Lamaisa, he did this mitzvah without anyone knowing, and he said that the next morning when he woke up, he felt a certain aura, a certain, hashras, hashchina that he had, and he said all the hatzacha that he had in learning his whole life came from that one mitzvah. Once he did that mitzvah, and it was mekadosh him in a way that opened up his eyes and his heart to hasagas that he never had before, so... The reason is, one of the reasons is because it was a mitzvah that was done l'shma, no negias, no kavod. When you do such a mitzvah, it has unbelievable kavod, it can really boost your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring you a lot of bracha.